From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bethany Bump reports in the Times Union that Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute student Yiming Shen died from influenza earlier this week in his apartment in Troy. Mary Fran Wachunas, Rensselaer County's public health director, said the 28-year-old had influenza A, a type of flu that, and I quote, comes on very sudden and severe, end quote. Shen is from China but had not traveled outside the USA for at least 13 months and did not have the novel coronavirus. Richard Christ, county's director of operations, said, and I quote, as we stated yesterday, we do not believe there is any risk to the public. Our condolences to the family and friends of the student, end quote. But Leslie Lawrence, executive director for health and wellness on campus, said on campus there are, and I quote, five times the number, end quote, of flu cases than usual and is currently out of flu vaccine. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that transfer stations in Hunter and Catskill are getting brand new scales, and Windham is getting the used Catskill scale. Greene County is spending well over $1 million for the scales and to upgrade the Coxsackie and Hunter stations so they can export their own waste instead of trucking it to Catskill. A scale was installed in Hunter for $75,000. Another for Catskill has been ordered for $102,260 from Scale Service and Supply Company in Rensselaer that includes moving the old scale to Windham. The scale in Hunter does not fit right, so the county is spending $1.4 million more on another scale. And the Hunter transfer station will be closed for 4 months while the new scale is installed. Greene County hopes to save $100,000 per year in trucking costs after the upgrades. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Minutes and News reports that a state official that wants a merger of the New York State Bridge Authority into the Thruway Authority claimed the Bridge Authority money would not end up subsidizing the Thruway operations. Local officials have lambasted the proposal, noting that the Thruway Authority is currently in financial stress after replacing the Tappan Zee Bridge near New York City. The New York State Bridge Authority supervises five Hudson River bridges north of there, including the Rip Van Winkle Bridge that connects Greenport and Catskill. On February 11th, Assemblyperson Dee Dee Barrett and three other Mid-Hudson Valley State Assembly members sent a letter to Governor Andrew Cuomo and other legislative leaders saying that the merger, and I quote, would drastically and detrimentally affect both the economy and the overall quality of life in the region, end quote. Matthew Driscoll, the executive director of the Thruway Authority, says those worries are unnecessary. He said, and I quote, this is really an opportunity to streamline government services by bringing two organizations who have overlapping roles and responsibilities, and we pretty much do the same thing, end quote. And you can read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that some state Senate Democrats floated rolling back parts of the bail reform laws passed last year, but Democrats in the Assembly were not interested in the changes. Activists rallying at the state Capitol February 12th didn't like the idea to reform the reforms. Stanley Fritz of Citizen Action said, and I quote, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig, end quote. Previously, only people with means could get out of jail before they were convicted of most crimes. But state legislators last year eliminated bail for all but major crimes. The Senate Democrats are floating the idea to allow judges to determine whether a person should remain in jail while facing charges. Assembly Speaker Carl Hesty said, and I quote, this law has only been in effect for 6 weeks, and I think in order to ascertain if any law is working, you need real data, real information, not cherry-picked stories and sensationalized events as to try to paint a picture of whether a law is working or not, end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. and a pleasant tomorrow.